Job chapter 21. Then Job responded, "Listen carefully to my words. Let this be the comfort you give me. Bear with me as I speak. Then, after I have spoken, you can go on mocking. As for me, is my complaint merely to other people? Don't I have grounds for being short-tempered? Look at me and be appalled. Cover your mouth with your hand. Whenever I recall it, I am in shock. My whole body shudders. Why do the wicked go on living, grow old, and keep increasing their power? They see their children settled with them, their posterity assured, their houses are safe, and nothing to fear. Elohim's rod is not on them. Their bulls are fertile without fail. Their cows get pregnant and don't miscarry. They produce flocks of babies, and their children dance around. They sing with tambourines and lyres, and rejoice to the sound of the pipe. They spend their days in prosperity and go down to the grave in peace. Yet to Elohim they said, 'Leave us alone. We don't want to know about your ways. What is Yahweh that we should serve him? What do we gain if we pray to him? Isn't their prosperity already theirs? The plans of the wicked are from me.' How often is the lamp of the wicked put out? How often does their calamity come upon them? How often does Elohim deal out pain in his anger to make them like straw in the wind, like chaff carried off by a storm? Elohim lays up for their children the punishment for their iniquity. He should lay it on the wicked themselves so that they can feel it. Let their own eyes see their own destruction, and themselves drink the wrath of Yahweh. What joy can they have in their family after them, given that their mouths are numbered, or that their months are numbered? Can anyone teach Elohim knowledge? After all, he judges those who are on high. One person dies in his full strength, completely at ease and content. His pails are full of milk, and the marrow in his bones is moist. Another dies with embittered heart, never having tasted happiness. They lie down alike in the dust, and the worm covers them both. Look, I know what you are thinking and your plans to do me wrong. You ask, 'Where is the great man's house? Where is the tent where the wicked once lived?' Haven't you ever questioned travelers? Don't you accept their testimony that the evil man is saved on the day of disaster, rescued on the day of wrath? So who will confront him with his ways? Who will repay him from what he has done? What he is carried off to the grave, for he is carried off to the grave. People keep watch over his tomb. The clods of the valley are sweet to him. So everyone follows his example, just as before him were countless others. Why, after me, such meaningless comfort? Of your answers only the perfidy remains." Job chapter 22. Next, Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Can a human be of advantage to Elohim? Can even the wisest benefit him? Does Yahweh gain if you are righteous? Does he profit if you make your ways blameless? Is he rebuking you because you fear him? Is this why he enters into judgment with you? Isn't it because your wickedness is great? Aren't your iniquities endless? For you kept your kinsman's goods as collateral for no reason. You stripped the poorly clothed of what clothing they have. You didn't give water to the weary to drink. You withheld food from the hungry. As a wealthy man, an owner of land, and as a man of rank who lives on it, you sent widows away empty-handed and left the arms of orphans crushed. No wonder there are snares all around you, and sudden terror overwhelms you, or darkness, so that you can't see, and a flood of water that covers you up. Isn't Elohim in the heights of heaven, looking down even on the highest stars? Yet you say, 'What does Elohim know? Can he see through thick darkness to judge? The clouds veil him off so that he can't see. He doesn't he just wanders around in heaven. Are you going to keep to the old way, the one the wicked haven't trodden, the one snatched away before their time, whose foundations a flood swept away? They said to Elohim, leave us alone. What can Yahweh do to us? Yet he himself had filled their homes with good things, but the advice of the wicked is far away from me. The righteous saw this and rejoiced. The innocent laughed them to scorn. Indeed, our substance has not been cut off, but the fire has consumed their wealth. Learn to be at peace with Elohim. In this way, good will come back to you. Please receive instruction from his mouth and take his words to heart. If you return to Yahweh, you will be built up. If you drive wickedness far from your tents, if you lay your treasure down in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the rocks in the valleys, and let Yahweh be your treasure and your sparkling silver, then Yahweh will be your delight, and you will lift up your face to Elohim. You will entreat him, and he will hear you, and you will pay what you vowed. What you decide to do will succeed, and light will shine on your path. When someone is brought down, you will say, it was pride, because Elohim saves the humble. He delivers even the unclean. So if your hands are clean, you will be delivered. Job chapter 23. Then Job answered, today too my complaint is bitter. My hand is weighed down because of my groaning. I wish I knew where I could find him. Then I would go to where he is. I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know his answering words and grasp what he would tell me. Would he browbeat me with his great power? No, he would pay attention to me. There, an upright person could reason with him, lest I might be forever acquitted by my judge. If I head east, he isn't there. If I head west, I don't detect him. If I turn north, I don't spot him. In the south, he is veiled, and I still don't see him. Yet he knows the way I take. When he has tested me, I will come out like gold. My feet have stayed in his footsteps. I keep to his way without turning aside. I don't withdraw from his lips command. I treasure his words more than my daily food, but he has no equal. So who can change him? What he desires, he does. He will accomplish what he decreed for me. And he has many plans like this. This is why I am terrified of him. The more I think about it, the more afraid I am. Elohim has undermined my courage. Yahweh frightens me. Yet I am not cut off by the darkness. He has protected me from the deepest gloom.